This is Terrell Roper, Extension Pomologist at Utah State University. The most important food for plants is water, sunlight, and carbon dioxide. About 94% of plant dry weight consists of carbon, hydrogen, and oxygen derived from the process of photosynthesis. The remaining 6% is composed of 13 essential mineral elements, the largest portion of which is nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. While these mineral nutrients are important for plant growth, they can't make up for insufficient water or sunlight. Spring is the best time to apply fertilizer to fruit crops, except for strawberries. If the site was well prepared prior to planting, and if the soil contained some organic matter, fruit plants generally only require an annual application of nitrogen fertilizer. Before planting perennial fruit crops, amend the soil with organic matter and add some complete fertilizer that contains nitrogen, phosphorus, and potassium. Spade or till the organic matter and fertilizer into the soil before planting. Fruit trees require about an ounce of actual nitrogen per year of tree age, up to about 8 ounces of nitrogen per tree per year. Another way to gauge the amount of nitrogen required is to see the amount of new growth produced by the trees. Young trees that are not yet producing fruit should grow 12 to 18 inches of new growth per year. Bearing trees should produce 8 to 12 inches of new growth per year. If growth is less than this, they would benefit from additional nitrogen. If growth is more than this, then reduce the application of nitrogen by half. Strawberries should not be fertilized in the spring. The best time to fertilize strawberries is in the summer, just after the fruit are harvested. Applications of micronutrients usually isn't necessary for fruit crops. One exception, however, is iron, especially for peaches. Fertilizer won't make up for other poor management, but fertilizer is important to get the best growth from our plants.